Welcome here as we get ready for one of the biggest rounds in the NRL. I have some news. Well, not news yet, but it could be news very, very soon. And it could be, I mightn't be able to do this show for much longer. And I'm going to explain why. I'm going to explain why this show is having an adverse effect on my professional career. Hello, it's Dan Ganane here. I've got Joel Cain and Sean Ormerod. Friday night in Wollongong. Beautiful. Hadn't been there for a while. Beautiful stadium there down at Wynn. Hard ground to call from, but it's a beautiful ground. Yeah, I tell you what, nothing better on a Sunday afternoon, drive down to Wynn Stadium and watch the footy. No better venue to do it. Warriors are getting hammered by the Dragons. Great atmosphere. And a couple of things had happened that should have been at the top of my mind. Right towards the end of the game, and they weren't at the top of my mind. Again, I'll explain why. I mean, what should have been at the top of my mind was the fact we just showed a 100-year-old woman who I called a man. So that was problem number one. Now that was playing on my mind, but it wasn't at the top of my mind. Jaden Sewer made a break, or at least I thought it was. It was Raymond Faitala Mariner. Clearly, the 100-year-old had rattled me. That should have been at the top of my mind. Now I'm starting to get names wrong. No, what was at the top of my mind? The Warriors are on the attack, and all I'm thinking is somewhere in Caringbah, a bloke called Ormerod is leaning forward on his couch because he's got the Dragons 13 plus.
Yes.
And is riding this set 30 to 12 very, very hard. That, while broadcasting a game, was at the top of my mind. And that, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't see me soon, that's the reason why, because this show is having too much impact on my professional life.
I love Sean that. I love that bet was living rent free in your head, because you're very professional the way you approach your calling and your job, Dan. The fact that it's just inched its way into
infiltrated.
Your mom, that's I love
it. Our bets have infiltrated. I think because, and listen, we all got a one of us got a lesson. Hubris. There's payback to hubris.
Cool. Because
very, very cocky last week. I couldn't shut up about a Masters bet. I got what I deserved. I don't think I got a single bet right this week. I don't know how you did, Joel, but we certainly didn't have Dragons 13 plus.
Did those five important syllables get a start? Important to some.
Yes, it's somewhere.
They did at some point. What game
Bathurst.
Was it? It was Bathurst, yes.
It was,
that's right.
22, Harris.
I think it was 16-6, and yes, a try.
Oh, 10-point ball game, he clicked over.
I had the 13.5 plus Tigers. Sum.
You deserve
in a Balmain pub too.
Hubris.
Oh, hubris.
We were cocky and we got what we deserve.
I purposely tested out the punting gods, and I knew it would smile upon me unfavourably or frown. I said, I've picked 6 out of 7 best bets. And as soon as I said that, I thought, righto, punny gods, test me right out. Yep. Sure enough.
No, to be fair, though, your what was your first pick, your best bet last week?
I wanted the Titans.
You wanted the Titans, didn't you?
At the plus.
So little
caveat. I was a team player.
That's why I think it can be okay for us to not always agree. We don't always have to align and have three different best bets. If you want to go head-to-head.
You gave me that out as well. You said it. I did say it. I should have kept it.
Any time I've brought up punting gods on WhatsApp or on the show, you blokes have laughed at me. I'm glad finally.
Yeah.
Talking about infiltrating, things finally infiltrating. I'm glad punting gods has infiltrated. Yeah, that you now believe in the punting gods. He believes in his system more than the punting gods. And hey, it worked for him last week.
I believe in humility, all right?
Oh.
Whether it be going 12 in a row, last year. Or 4 in a row to start the year. Doesn't
four
in a
row.
Nice to have you back. In fact, that's where we go here as we look at the good and the lots of bad of round number 7. I got to say, we did have our fun with Sean and his pretty lousy streak, but it is good to have him back.
Bulldogs, head to head. Head very simple. A lot of upside. I make them favourites in this game, even with Ponga playing. Not significant favourites, but they are favourites. You got a lot of upside in KP's hip. Not
good luck.
100%.
Good luck.
And at full time at Accor Stadium, they've taken them down 36 points to 12.
And frankly, it wasn't even that close. I know you get this the same as me. I don't know if this is some sort of ESP, but when you get to the ground and you get a feeling.
Yes.
And I had a feeling, as evidenced by my betting slip, Canterbury are going to absolutely smell. There was something about the day I just knew Canterbury were going to annihilate them.
I was a bit... it's one of those ones when you win, you feel like you sometimes lose because they were even money. Got backed into about $1.90. It was a toss of coin. And I fully expected the money to come for the Bulldogs and come late. It was just one of those games where I thought people would get around them. but it didn't happen. And I was going to back them again, but that just put me off a little bit. So I've walked away at the end. And to be fair, halfway through that first half, I thought they should be walking away with a lot more points on the board than what they had, and you get a little bit nervous. But then luck goes your way. KP, he falls over as well with a new injury, nothing to do with the hip. Yeah. So sometimes they go your way, sometimes they don't.
I'll
see,
be
humility.
Honest,
then.
Yeah, okay, false humility. They were going to win that game before Carlin Ponga got hurt. They were clearly going to win that game, weren't they? That's how it felt. So that starts a streak for him. Our nice little run came to a pretty abrupt end. For me, sorry boys, Manly 9.5, giving up. I'm just taking him.
At full time at Cbus Super Stadium, it's Manly 34, the Titans 30.
Raiders plus 7.5.
Broncos 34, Raiders 10.
Yes. So,
hello to Rambo too, the listener. Yeah. A big player here at Sportsbet. He texts both Sean and I. He said, "You blokes, the scant regard you have for the Broncos at Suncorp."
I agree with that.
And he's 100% right. I was wrong.
At least it's nice to be put out of your misery early with those.
I was asleep.
I had Manly just teasing me. So they jump out to 10-0. I'm driving back from Bathurst. You know what it's like with the AM radio and it comes in and out. And every time it came in through the mountains, another bloody try had been scored. And then the tantalising, did Tom cross the line with a minute to go or something? And it would have got them 40.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
And it would have got them the tennis score, 40-30.
There was no points in the last 20 minutes of that game. 30-34 for the last 20. What? So if you're on those alternates, then you'd be on the floor. I'm annoyed, again, because I put Titans head-to-head up on the feed as my bet.
So did I.
Not the plus. So close to just looking very, very smart. But anyway.
I did the same. And Shawnee, the thing is, what about trolls on social media? This clown who waited for it to get 10-0 Manly, and then he posts on social media, ripping into me, "Oh, what about he thought Titans could win the match?" The lead changed 7 times.
It did change. And a couple of lucky
tries. I hate
tries
people who go for free kicks on social media. At least we're putting them on the line before.
We're accountable.
We're
accountable, Shaw.
Haven't I told you for years, don't...
Are you going to name names?
Oh, I don't even know the name. I can't even remember the name.
Locked. So it was a rough weekend for Joel and myself, particularly me. But, hey, it's all about Sean today. And he got, as I alluded to, got the weekend off to an absolute flyer.
Look at the tongues out.
Give us your flair, please, Sean.
Dragons 13 plus. Been doing this. Oh. Been doing this since since this show began. When you're with a dog, particularly a home dog, things can happen with a big crowd behind you. 13 plus at a tick under $8.
This has been some performance. The Dragons, their fourth win of the year, full time, 30 points to 12.
Well, and it was 30 to 6. It could have been a lot bigger than that. Well done. I can't believe the Warriors were that bad.
Weren't they impressive in the first half, their first 20, 25 minutes, their defence? He sort of, even though it felt like the Warriors could put on a lot of points here, the way they were holding them out, you have some good feelings. And that gets the crowd up and about. Home advantage, Shug, still underestimated.
Yes, I get that.
And just a quick little look to one of my flares later on the show, actually talking off air, weren't we, Dan? And one of my games is Cowboys Penrith. And the question was posed to Dan. I wonder what Sean's flare is. Yes. And he got it in once. Yeah. Little tease. See if you can work it out. Yes, for those watching.
But no hubris. None at all. A couple of quick ones before we move on to the games, because we've got a lot to get to here. Josh Schuster, the question on my sheet here, does he play again this year, Joel? My question would be, does he play in the NRL ever again? I mean, the talent's obvious.
Yeah.
Something weird about the payout from Manly, whether they had to pay him out, but to break off a cheque... clearly, I think they felt they had to give him something. So whether or not the deal was ridiculous or not, it doesn't matter now. He's gone. Does someone pick him up?
No, I don't think so. I'm fairly certain, too, we said on this show, it was a stupid signing. There was no upside in the signing for what they paid and what we're seeing. I hope he's going okay, Josh Schuster, but I really just think the best thing for him, 2 years in Super League.
Perfect.
Yeah. He would be perfect. He would kill it over there. It is a lot more, you're not playing a top game every week.
Yep.
Lifestyle better. He's out of the spotlight. Yep. That's him for 2 years.
It was a panic signing by Manly at the time. I wholeheartedly agree. He could win the Man of Steel
easily
over there.
Easily.
With the way he plays.
Who is worse off, Canberra without Fogarty or Knights without Ponga? I think Canberra without Fogarty is actually the worst one.
Absolutely.
Knights, Sean, no honestly, question for me. I don't think Ponga at fully fit right now. I just don't think the Knights are there. Canberra at least had an identity under Fogarty. They could have made the finals. They could have made a finals run.
Knights, go and pick up Tane Tuipiki from the Warriors. Now that Roger's there and you've got Chance there, go get him. And for the Raiders, try and get Pezzett. If you can't get him, try and get young Wishart. Because Melbourne Storm would love
Ethan,
a forward.
Ethan Strange. Ethan Sanders.
Well, he's debuting this week for Para.
Well, it's just a strange decision, but we'll get to that when we get to the Parramatta game.
Yes.
Very strange.
All right, let's get to the action, eh? And try and make you some bickies. Warriors versus Titans, first of three games on Thursday. This is a new addition to the calendar here, and it's great to see the Warriors hosting on this day. Warriors, very warm favourites. The line is 12.5. Titans now are competitive, right? The last 2 weeks they've shown you they've at least turned a corner of sorts, even though they haven't won yet. They're a funny team, the Warriors. I'm starting to think now we've overassessed them. Three wins, three losses and a draw. They got very lucky against Manly. They needed a penalty at the death just to get them that draw. 12.5, Sean. Mm. Very big start.
That was the first. I haven't been fully sold on them either, particularly in attack, because they've had so much ball earlier in the year, but haven't been able to put teams away. They did it, well, struggled to do it twice at home. I think Canberra and Newcastle were two of those games. Not great form lines. Got the win. Mm. But you would expect a real team on a charge to a top four, top two, would put those teams away. Can't or couldn't do that. The only one they did do was they beat South comfortably. We all know the story there. And again, that was a really bad showing on the weekend against Dragons. We all know the story there as well. So not convinced. The thing about the Titans, they go to Canberra, get so close, then go home, suitable game, so close again. Now it gets very hard having to travel to New Zealand. I'm still sticking up for them. I think the line's way too big with all the Warriors have significant outs.
Oh, heaps.
Still, heaps.
Bundy of four, Jastavanga, Nakora.
They're far from full strength. The flip side is Jaden Campbell for the Titans obviously is an out. So I'm sticking up for the Titans at the line. I don't think they can win the game. I would be shocked, but they can keep it close enough.
Well, the thing, Joel, and they had to do this last week, Boyd came back. At least they scored points against Manly. Manly's a funny team, though. I don't know how to read them. They can really just let tries in. So you've got Brimson at the back. But this is basically the core team that has really struggled to score points for most of the year.
I agree with Sean. Titans have won three of the last four against New Zealand. There's got to be big concerns about Sean Johnson as well.
You've got that in your favour.
You've got that in your favour as well. Yep. So I like the plus. Boys, Kaan Perera's played 29 games. How many doubles has he scored?
10.
10?
8. Mm. 8 doubles That's in 29 good. Games, 25 tries. Kieran Foran, 3 try assists on the left-hand side. They love that left-hand side. I think the play might be him in your try-scorer markets.
Yeah, don't mind it. Just very quickly, and he's not getting the plaudits probably he deserves because they're not winning games, and a few of them they're getting lapped. AJ Brimson is flying.
He's flying.
He is an out-and-out gun.
Yep.
We're going to look back, Sean, and think, why the hell was he in the centres for the first month of this
year? Yeah, probably. And that was, I think the whole world had their doubt about that. And I wonder where Queensland fit him in. What jersey is he wearing, if at all? Because he's not a walk-up. I think he should be.
Well, no Ponga now. So you've got space if you want to have him at 14.
Jersey bingo. Speaking about jerseys, 2 weeks in a row it's got up. So you need to get on before this game,
you're
Dan.
You're very excited about that. Yes. But it's not like there's skill involved. Like you're going, it's my jersey bingo. Mate, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Punters are loving it.
Do you know how?
I'm happy for punters to love it. And I'm happy for it to get up.
Do you know how affiliate programs work, Dan? It's a sort of setup that we've got here with jersey bingo. So it should takes a bit of cream off.
I'll encourage you. Get involved. Jersey bingo. It's false. Great. Warriors, 5 of their 7 opponents have been are ninth or better on the ladder. So they've actually had a toughish draw, but 12.5. I've got the first flare of the weekend. Woo! Gold Coast Titans concede a lot of tries down the middle. So Adam Fanua Blake. Look, it's a predictable bet. and I don't really love the price, to be honest, but I just think they can just open the door and let big fellas in.
We're really keeping him safe now, aren't we, the big fella? $3.40.
Fair dinkum. You don't talk about hubris, so I'll get to that in the Cronulla bit.
Mentions of hubris.
It's word of the day. Dragons versus Roosters, 4 p.m. at Allianz. I'm stunned at the lack of respect given to the Dragons as we go to air, 6.5 start. That is a trap bet. There is no way the Dragons deserve 6.5. They are much better than that. 4-3, the Dragons. The Roosters, 3-4. Roosters have won 4 of the last 5 of these big event games. Last year, only 27-26, when they should have won by a lot more. They've lost 3 of their last 4 this year. Dragons have won 3 of their last 4. Roosters, Young is back. Walker is back. Dragons, pretty settled side. I'll start with you.
I'm completely in disagreement with your...
Well, you think the Roosters are going to run a number up?
Yes, this is the game. If you like the Roosters in your long-term stuff, this is the game. Big crowd. I wouldn't be surprised if the attention turns from Lomax to Swalee. They've got some big-name players in this team, the Roosters, and the latter can be misleading. So, yes, they've had 4 losses, the Roosters. The biggest loss is 7 points. They've played most of the big guns. The Dragons, 3 losses... by an average of about 26 points. They've played, beaten well by the Cowboys, beaten well by
Dolphins.
The Dolphins, beaten well by, who was the third team? The Newcastle Knights.
Yeah.
You learn a lot through losses. I'm so bullish about the Roosters. Dom Young back is a huge in.
Huge in, Sugar. And you said it was a trap game. I think it's a reverse trap the other way. I think the Dragons might catch a few people off guard here. Off the back of a really, really good performance, particularly defensively. Not sure the Warriors, as we touched on before, they're not really humming in attack though. So read into that a little bit. And at home, it's a way different story.
That's not a home game.
Take the 2 Wynn Stadium.
No, the Wynn Stadium game, I mean.
Oh, Wynn Stadium.
At home, they're very different.
Oh, I thought you
here. No, it's first team name, but this is...
Well, it's a neutral game. I'm not even calling it a home game. It's a neutral.
But you remove the 2 Wynn Stadium games and the form looks very, very middling.
This is still a leg up for the Roosters at Allianz Stadium.
Of course it is.
In front of a big crowd. And we've waxed lyrically about the Dragons' right edge defence.
You are overrating the Roosters.
And this is a concern.
You are overrating the Roosters.
This is not a chips in job, but.
Oh, jeez, I'll tell you what, it sounds pretty good.
No, because it's at that 6.5 number now, which is very tricky. But I think you've got a lot of upside in the Roosters. It's a stretch to get the Dragons any shorter than what they are, I think.
All right, very confident experts here, Sean.
Mentioned their edges, their right edge defence this year. Sugar, you've had some luck around finding tries around Ben Hunt and the like. I've got worries about their other edge now as well. Moses Sully can have an error, miss tackle. And Christian Tuipulotu was very good under the high ball last week. They targeted him, but historically can have a few issues as well. You look at the Roosters... right, this is where my flair is going. Dom Young, huge in, Sugar. Woo! Joey Manu to combine for 3 or more is my flair at a handsome little price. Day game, going to be a nice day. Chooks can click here.
Just as a disclaimer about the Ben Hunt thing, for me it was the Ben Hunt-Jack Bird combo.
Yes.
2 older blokes sat together. That was a big problem, but
yep.
I think that's good they're separated.
Just take note, Bird is number 19. So it wouldn't shock me. Have we heard anything about him? If Lomax goes back to the wing and Bird goes into the centre. Yeah. So just keep an eye on that one.
Yep.
Right, we go to the Melbourne-South Sydney game Thursday night, 7:50. So this is usually Melbourne Storm's biggest game of the year, biggest crowd, and they have not lost this game. Used to be against the Warriors for a long, long time, and often they put on absolute cricket scores. South. Jacob Gagai comes in on the wing. We last saw him in Vegas. Damien Cook returns. Jai Arrow, that's the big in, off the bench. Melbourne, pretty settled. Nelson made a nice impact last week off the bench. Ooh, a whopping 14.5. That's a big line. I'm not sure it's enough, though, Sean. Mm. I do take into account the event when I look at this game, because Melbourne do treat it very, very seriously.
Yeah, I mean, you could probably mount that argument for both teams though, right? You'd expect the Bunnies to get up for a big game such as this, but yeah, I don't generally like to get around these big minuses because a lot has to go your way, but I've got grave concerns about the Bunnies. I can see it going a little bit like the Sharks game of theirs 2 weeks ago.
Warriors game.
Can see them hanging around and then the Storm at home is one team. They're a bit like the Broncos. You just don't want things happen. Find a way to go their way, and they can put points on quick and very quickly. Pappy still hasn't really clicked yet. This could be a monster game.
I think this is the Pappy game.
Could be.
I think Pappy hat-trick might be. Yeah. Actually, I shouldn't say that. I'm calling this game. This is going to be a thriller. Joel Kane.
I think the line is decent too, so I'd rather stay away from that. From a try scorer point of view, I'll get straight into my flair. There's a problem as a connection goes. Woo! Cody Walker with Jack Whiten. They're just not working together defensively. And who is working together? Jerome Hughes and Katoa have got a great partnership going at the moment. Katoa has scored 9 tries in his last 14 with Hughes. So when Hughes is there, he gets the absolute best out of Katoa.
This is what you're paying for when you get the Sportsbet podcast for free. This is what you get. That sort of analysis.
Can find a high ball as well. A try from a kick. He can do it all.
Jerome Hughes. I know it's a cliche to say he's underrated. He is underrated.
Flying.
He is the second best halfback in the comp. And the best right now because Cleary hasn't been playing. We go to Manly. Standalone game on Friday. Manly Parramatta at Brookie.
Sorry, can I just say one thing about that, Dan, on Hughes and why I say that they should take one of those big forwards from Canberra? People will say, but what happens if Hughes is out? You've got Pezzett there. You're not going to win the comp without Hughes anyway.
Yeah.
So you may as well take the extra Canberra forward.
That's right.
Do we agree with that?
Mm. That's right. Well, that can be a win-win.
Like Emre Guler or any of those, Pasami Solo, one of those big...
Trey Mooney. Like one of those guys. Yeah. Manly versus Parramatta. Parramatta, I find this bizarre. So Mike Acevo's back. That's good for them. But Ethan Sanders has been apparently knocking on the door, but he's also about to go to Canberra, isn't he?
Yeah.
It's just signed.
Announced on the same day.
Yeah. It was Teamless Tuesday and it's signed.
So it has been signed.
Yeah.
So for next year?
Right.
They've got the 10-day cooling off period up their sleeve. So if he comes out and blitzes it, they could...
A bizarre set of circumstances for it to happen. And in fact, I'm sure it was the teams dropped and then half an hour later there was a statement went out.
Well,
it was bizarre.
Yeah, it was after.
Well, wasn't the suggestion, and I was saying Sanders would go straight into the halves for Canberra because he's a kid, wasn't the suggestion he'd go immediately?
Yeah, that was a chat last week, yeah.
So it's anyway, he's in. So Dejan Azzi has been dropped. And obviously Mitch Moses is a long way away. I really fear for Parramatta here. Manly bring back Josh Aloy and Nathan Brown. 9.5 is the line. Sean, that Brookvale, you talk about Dragons at Wynn as we watch Manly on the Gold Coast. Manly at Brookie might be the most decisive home ground advantage in terms of difference between home and not home we have in the competition.
And we see them shifting right on our screens here a lot, which is not what they generally do. The majority is a shift left. And we saw Saab carve up that edge last weekend. And I fear for... Well, Parramatta's edges either way are in all sorts. We now get Mike Acevo come back on that side. Remember a couple of weeks ago, I was sticking up for him because I thought he just had to be injured. And turns out maybe he wasn't. He's not moving well at all. Yeah. And any early ball, whether it be left or right, I don't think it matters because you've got Kohler on the left and Jason Saab on the right. They are going to absolutely burn them.
I think you talked about Katoa scoring with you. Jason Saab's record scoring when he's got Trbojevic is immense. It is, I think, almost, and it might be better than a try game.
Yep, and on Turbo, I've shared these numbers before, but the last 24 wins that Manly have had with him, he scored 38 tries.
Ridiculous.
38 tries from the last 24 wins that he's been a part of, and his strike rate of wins are remarkable. Yeah. But just in relation to this game here, I'd much rather have Manly -9.5 than Melbourne -14.5.
I agree, yeah.
It feels like it's a similar comparison.
Yeah.
What about this Ethan Sanders? So he will be the 7. He's named in number 6, but he's the halfback.
Yeah.
Ethan Sanders, right, he's playing his debut game at Brookie against the bloke who's got the club record in the other jumper with 314 games.
Yeah.
Daly Cherry Evans.
Yeah.
And I hope his grandfather, Colonel, is going to be there. Now, I fear for Parramatta. We don't do that on the main show on Fox League, which is a Wednesday. So probably by the time you listen, this has been and gone, but I think they're putting bits on YouTube. So a bit of extra material there. Manly -21.5 is $4.
I love that.
I just think this could go very wrong. If it goes wrong for Parramatta, it goes really wrong. I mean, the Dolphins, you two have a higher opinion of the Dolphins than I. Manly at Brookie is better than the Dolphins at Darwin.
This is all set up for a same game multi. If you agree with us and you can see a Manly victory,
yes,
let's stack that bad boy. In fact, I might chuck one up on the feed.
In fact, it's probably more beneficial to do that than actually have the minus 21.5 is actually just line up three or four blokes.
Potentially. Because, well, the thing about Manly, they can, we saw it last week, probably a different story at home, but they can concede points as well. Parramatta first for offload still by an absolute stretch. There's going to be plenty of ball movement.
I tell you what, the name gag worked all right last week, though, for Glass Half Full. Glass Half Fuller.
Wasn't it?
So maybe the Colonel.
That
Colonel.
Was overflowing.
The Colonel.
What year were you born, Sean?
86, Dan.
You were 6 years old the last time Brisbane lost at Campbelltown Stadium, and that's where we're going. It might have even been called Arona Park back then. It's West's Tigers Brisbane. Of course, Joel Kane famously, almost single-handedly, kept Brisbane to a draw in the year 2000. The first game of the West's Tigers.
Have you seen those stats, the highlights of that game? Have you seen them anywhere?
Have you ever seen beach touch football? That's what it looks like.
Right.
Why was the ground in such a parlous state?
Oh, for the opening game. How'd they stuff that up?
I know. It's not like it's a new stadium. Yeah. It's been there for years.
And what about the fraud behind it? They went out there with green spray cans and they sprayed it green. Yeah.
That's brilliant.
5:30 Saturday. West's $4.25. Broncos $1.23 as we go to air. We've got a union convert, Solomon Ale Malo. He is making his debut. Poor old Junior Tupou got injured. They were very good against Penrith, Sean, but the problem is they still lost by 16 and they can't score points.
Yeah.
Cannot score points.
That is the issue. But again, Penrith don't concede any points to anyone, really. So it's tough to get a read on it. These are the games where, this is the one game of the whole week that I really struggle with. And forever and a day, I always struggle to get these underdogs too big, particularly earlier in the season. On the road, Broncos without Mam, without Cobbo. Again, I know you got stuck into me for saying some of their tries were lucky off kicks. I somewhat take it back because not all tries are lucky, but they are scoring a lot off kicks and a lot they're going 80, 90 metres.
The tries off kicks aren't lucky. I don't think as lucky as you're saying because they're doing it with pressure.
They've got
the boot of Adam Reynolds back who puts those knuckleballers up. You can say they're lucky, but they're planned. They're planned.
Yeah.
Mariner's back for Brisbane. Thank God, because some of us have him to be their top try scorer this year. No Mam, as you said. And the big Buffalo Payne Haas return. So couple in, couple out. Mam and Cobbo out. Haas and Reynolds in. Piakura. It'd be nice to see Piakura get to play a full game in the second row. He hasn't done that all year, I don't think.
No, I've got the flair. Woo! And you've reminded me of this occasion. And the original team are all going out there to watch the game. I can't make it, unfortunately. But hello to all the boys who get out there. So a bit of an old boys sort of theme to it. And if I had my time again for the flair, I'd go back to the draw again. Full-time draw. The same as what happened with those boys there.
They're going to say West fullback hat-trick.
Oh, that doesn't... That
Jareem Buller.
Yeah, that doesn't...
Get that in there.
Well, why aren't you attending...
Well, I've got to coach this young rep team, so I'm out of play.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm out of play.
Wow.
Anyway, same game multi. Reece Walsh is airborne at the moment. Boys, here's one. His first 56 games, he only scored 15 tries. And since Origin, he's just grown a leg. He scored 10 from his last 11. He is just in a mood.
Your stat work today is exquisite.
It's on point, isn't it?
Cowboys Panthers 7:30 Saturday. Cowboys starting to be exposed, but they are at home, so you won't be surprised what's coming. 9.5 is the line. Nathan Cleary's back. Taylor May is back as well. So this is the Penrith, pretty much the Penrith side. Is this full strength?
It is full strength.
I don't think there's a key player missing.
There isn't, and their casualty ward on NRL.com makes for a very light rating because they are as full strength as they get.
Right, so Cleary returns.
Which is a very scary thought. Whole comp.
$1.29, the Panthers. You're going to see head-to-head records this week in various publications, and it's going to say Cowboys win a lot of these games. Yes, it's because it's either round 26 or 7 when Penrith rest everyone, or during Origin. So there's a couple of very fraudulent wins. Last year, Cowboys won 27-23. Sounds fantastic. Yes, it was the 5 days before an Origin, and all the Penrith blokes, and Cowboys had blokes missing too, and somebody too harsh on them. I am in the mode, Joel, do not back against Penrith ever.
Right. Yeah, I don't really know the answer here, but I will be backing Scott Sorensen, who's taking on his brother-in-law, Chad Townsend, who's got 12 try causes for the year. So he's a bit of a target. Ooh. And I reckon Scott Sorensen will be going straight for him. I was on the same side. A real milestone sort of day. It's the 50th game at Queensland Country Bank. You've got 250 for Chad, 200 for Felt, 100 for Brian Tottle. So there's a lot to play for both teams.
There's a lot happening there, isn't there?
Yeah.
I wonder, when does Jake Clifford get a start? I don't think it's far away. Sean Omer.
Yeah, I'd probably agree. This just feels the perfect week where you can get with the Cowboys. They've been in Sydney for the last 2 weeks. Deplorable last week at Shark Park. They're back home now, different side at home. And one thing that I know they didn't do it last week, but they can score points. And the way they can play, and we've seen it for a lot of the year, can trouble Penrith. It's pretty offload happy. They like to move it around and move it around early. That's how you beat the Panthers.
Are you going back to the well?
I am, even with a hefty amount of mayonnaise on this Cowboys rating.
What's our word of the day, Joel? Hubris.
Hubris.
We present you this flair.
As my ear thing just falls out. My flair is, you guessed it, Cowboys 13+. You just have to, the proof is in the pudding last week. The Dragons, it's the same scenario. You just got to get around them in a big way.
So a full strength three-time premier who don't lose games 13+, ever lose games 13+. When they lose, it's by 2, by 4, by 7.
They can at 10-1.
you know the thing with the Cowboys, right? So their attack's obviously flying. Defensively, they're on target to concede somewhere near 700 points a year. To win at the last few years, it's a tick over 300.
Yeah.
They're almost there.
All right, Dolphins versus Newcastle, Sunday 2 p.m. These games are made for the Dolphins. I think they're going to win this by a lot.
Oh.
This is the exact cannon fodder that they feast on. The plankton. The plankton that they just eat up. Your man, that glass half full, is fullback again. So you can, looking at this team and this... Still, no Gilbert, no Tabuai Fadeau, no Flegler, no Farnworth, no Kafusi. Newcastle, I'll tell you what's fascinating, and I bet there's a piece on Tui's News about this as we watch Dolphins just carve an awful Parramatta up.
A bit cranky during the week.
Tui's News?
Yeah.
Well, what happened?
Just gets a lot of questions from one-eyed, and I think they're particularly super coach players.
Yeah, but you don't have to answer them all.
Mm. Yeah. Why is Will Price not in this team? Did they sign him?
Well, that was one of the questions he was blowing up about.
That was a question.
Good for David Armstrong, a youngster, who gets a crack in the Kalen Ponga role.
Mate, he's Moree boy. The Moree boys, kill it.
They
all go well.
They signed this bloke from England.
Yeah.
I don't. Is he, right now, this is very nasty, you know how when they bring horses out for the Melbourne Cup and then they bring a mate for them?
Oh, yeah.
To keep
travelling partner.
All right.
Travelling partner. Travelling companion.
Will Price right now is the travelling companion for Clive Pierce Paul, who's flying. that can't be used on social media.
It's all in good fun.
I love going to the footy to watch Jackson Hastings and Tyson Gamble play. It's a real treat. And they're going to be the halves again here at Suncorp Stadium. Go on, give me the case for Newcastle.
Okay, so honestly, if you, because people overreact to what they've just seen. If you hadn't seen last week's events, the Knights versus the Dogs, Dolphins, who were trailing 10-4 into the second half against a weakened Parramatta side, who would be favourites in Newcastle for this game?
No Kalen Ponga?
Yes.
I'm going to say Dolphins, and I'll tell you why. Dolphins pumped them in a similar type scenario early last year. Oh, I don't know if they'd be favourites. You people know the odds. But I think the Dolphins would be a better chance than you'd be giving them in Newcastle.
Yeah, I personally think Knights would be favourites. No Flegler. I think personally, Flegler, Herbie, Hammer, Gilbert are far bigger outs as a collective than Kalen Ponga.
Mm.
He's been playing injured. I'm very, very keen on the start of the Newcastle Knights.
All right.
Yeah. All right. I made
7.5.
I made it a tick bigger, and that's purely off just looking at the numbers. But I look at this a little bit subjectively, and I don't love poorish teams, but I think the Dolphins are still in that category without Hammer. I know Fuller was good, but that's one game.
Yes.
Very different doing it twice in a row in the big league. If he does that again, then I'm sure they'd probably win and might well win comfortably. But poorish teams giving away points don't generally love it.
You know, in a team, there's a whiff about Newcastle right now, even without the points.
Yeah, that may be true. I could be completely wrong, but I'm happy to take them.
All right. So
1-12 for the Woo, Dan. 1-12 Knights.
Canberra versus Cronulla is our final game of the round. Now, talk about hubris, if five times we've used that word now. I parroted on WhatsApp, you blokes are idiots. Cronulla's $9.50 for the minor premiership, right? Have you seen their draw? And the draw, I don't know how Cronulla gets away with this every year. It's not their fault. They've got one game against Penrith. They've got one game against Melbourne. They've got one game against Brisbane during Origin is the Brisbane game. The rest of it, it's as soft as butter. Not 1 hour later, breaking news, Braden Trindle, DUI and possible drug test out. Dale Finucane retires. Now that is the gambling gods whacking me right between the eyes.
Yeah, but is it though? Say Atkinson comes out and kills it this week. You've got Cade Dykes there. And you've got all this money to have a tilted player for the back end. Is it? Like, could it be a blessing in disguise? And by the way, about...
he'll be back by then, Trindle.
You think he'll be kept?
8 weeks.
Okay.
Something like that. Well, it depends.
I reckon it'd be less these days.
I'm not convinced he's a huge out to this team, to be honest. Like, for more reports, and we've seen him a couple of times, little glimpses of Atkinson, but reserve grade certainly killing it. He's a good footy player. So, and Trindle's a good player as well. He's not a world beater. So... there's an argument that could be a flat like-for-like.
Yep.
But yeah, with this home underdog, I'm going to be with Canberra, obviously. The way this line has moved, it's almost got Fogarty, and you posed this question, and I disagree with it. It's almost got Fogarty worth about what Pong is worth the Knights, which I can't get around that fact. Their pack is their strength, and they are full strength still up front. At home, this is a perfect game for Sticky. Backs to the wall stuff.
Dan, the only thing is where Fogarty's the number one for kick metres in the comp. So he takes all the kicks. Mm. Ethan Strange kicks about 35 metres a game. KO Weeks, he doesn't even play halfback. So you haven't got a halfback and he doesn't kick either in reserve grade. So the kicking game, as we've seen, is so important. I think the Sharks run away with it.
Yeah, it's hard to see Canberra getting points.
Three doubles in a row for Militalo. He's looking for four straight doubles.
Okay. All right. There we go. Is he leading try scorer in the NRL?
Equal.
Our boy, Sloan.
Oh, how many has he got?
No, he's got eight, apparently.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Sloan's seven. On seven. All right. Sean.
To your point that you just made, where do the Raiders' points come from? That's a little bit of a concern. I would usually throw up a 13-plus in a scenario like this, but just pulling it back a touch, I'm with the Raiders. We're going to go, there's a tri-bet market. It's usually the 6.5, but take a few points off that. -4.5 Raiders is a flare.
Ooh, that's threading a needle. That's threading a needle. But...
no, just by more than.
So he wants to win by converted try.
Sorry, more than. Sorry, I thought it was... I've misread that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, very...
no needle threading.
Yeah. Yeah, $4.10 is good odds. Now, this is where Bambi would take place, but Bambi did not make it through. Bambi got the bye this week, so we have to.
Bambi's got the bye.
It was going to be all guns blazing, and then the people, our bosses said, those are blanks. Let's do best bets. For those watching on KO, very Eddie Maguire stuff today. Just a lot of hand move. I don't know why. Maybe one too many coffees. Joel.
I'll throw you an Eddie with a Sam Newman. And the Roosters are in for a massive afternoon at the minus. Best bet. Admittedly, on the feed, I did take the -5.5.
Early play.
You've got to follow the early plays. So it was 5.5, now critically at the 6.5, but I'm still... on the Roosters.
I'll give you a Sam in a minute. In fact, it's my bet here. You'd have to be stupid to think Parramatta could keep... you'd have to be an idiot, Eddie, to think that Parramatta could get within 10 points of the Manly Seagulls.
Hey? What do you think, Sean? Hey?
He's done that before. I don't mind that. It's good.
All right.
It's very good.
Sean Umbrell.
My best bet. I wanted to be with the Cowboys, but just couldn't trust them. So we go to the Milk. They've been my whipping team for a while. I'm with them.
Can you not look at them once without Fogarty before you start throwing our best bet them?
How'd we go last week? Pretty well. But what is Fogarty worth to that side? I think the way the market's reacted here is an overreaction. It might be right. That's okay. But even with mentioned mayonnaise to the rating, even with a truckload of mayo on, I still make them a little bit shorter than what they are.
Wow.
All right. Mm.
Up the Milk.
Wow, I like yours, Dan.
I'm gonna do something. I'm gonna back 6.5 Roosters, even though I don't think they'll win. But I'll go with it. my Manly. I'm going to move the Raiders line to 8.5, which you can on a multi. You can go on the hub.
8.5.
On the hub. You're to 8.5. I just want that extra protection.
8.5 earlier in the week. Yep. I think it's come the Raiders.
What? There's been money for Canberra.
Yeah, it says Trindle moved at a point. When he was out, it moved at a point.
No.
Okay. Don't forget Finucane down there. He'll be revving them up. They'll be playing for Dale.
Johnny Rambo. Yeah. Out.
All right. What a champion bloke he is. And Ripper. Good luck to him as well. It was a very nice interview. I saw him last night on 360. Hey, Fox Liga on 10:30 Wednesday. So again, if you've missed it, if it's been and gone, you can get some of the stuff on YouTube. And by the way, we're not going to refer to celebrities anymore. We did one 2 weeks ago last week. Then we had to read about marriage not working. So we're probably not the best.
Really?
Did you read? Yeah, no.
Yeah, yeah.
So our commiserations there.
The gambling gods at play.
The gambling gods are now affecting people's personal lives. That's it. We'll see you next week. Happy punting, and be responsible, for goodness sake.
What's gambling really costing you? For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.